End of one in the Tiger Den. Warsaw leads Columbia City 19-12. Columbia City 4 of 13 from the field. That's 31%. 2 of 7 from the arc. 2 of 2 at the line. Warsaw 8 of 14 from the field. That is 57%. 3 of 9 from the arc, and they missed their 2 free throws. Rebounding edge to Columbia City 9-5. Each team had 2 turnovers. Warsaw has the ball to start the second, working at the far end. Knepp, 1 dribble, picks it up. Out to Bricker, inside Winchester. 1-on-1, double team, back to Bricker. Open for 3, no, off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Baxter, and she takes off running. Baxter flips it back to an open Tessa Tonkel for 3, and it's good. Tonkel with 2 threes, 1 in each quarter. 19-15 Lady Tigers. Bricker picks up her dribble. Looks inside, finds Winchester 10 feet out in the lane. Backs her way down, shoots a left-handed foul call. Columbia City fans screaming for travel. Foul is what the call is. And they're trying to figure out who the foul is on. It's on Anissa Tonkel. That's her first. Zartman with 2 fouls runs the scores table to check in. Winchester at the free throw line, 92% for the year, and that is no good. That's only Brooks' 3rd miss in 25 free throw attempts this season. Bricker gets a break. Zartman is back in there. One more coming up for the 6-foot junior headed to Ball State after next season. That one's good. A double-figure game already for Winchester. She's got 10. Warsaw leads 20-15. Baxter, left side for Anissa Tonkel. Back to her to Sheets. Now up top, open Fry for 3, way too hard. Rebound grabbed by Zartman for Warsaw. Zartman up the middle, back to a trailing Winchester for 3. Nope, wide right. And the rebound's grabbed by Fry for Columbia City. That one felt like it was going in, but it was wide to the right. Drive down the right side lane. Sheets kicks it back out for Anissa Tonkel. Now out to Tessa Tonkel for another 3. That's rimming no good. That hit the backboard wire. Nobody saw it. Winchester has the rebound for Warsaw. She'll throw a pass out in the middle. There goes Neely the other way. 3-on-2. Drives it in and scores. Nobody picked her up. Timeout, Columbia City. 6:32 left to play here in the opening half. Warsaw 22, Columbia City 15. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Warsaw 22, Columbia City 15. And the Eagles will face full court pressure now by the Lady Tigers. It is man-to-man pressure. I would not say it's their number one press. Maybe it's about 50%. They just wanted to give them trouble getting the ball up the floor. Sheets lost the ball, but was able to tip it out to Tessa Tonkel. Pass to the post, tipped off of Baker's hands, and she walked out of bounds with it. She never got balanced enough to stand up with it. And rather than throw it blindly behind her, she just did the right thing. She stepped out of bounds, took the punishment for the ball that was tipped. Great post defense by the Lady Tigers. They've got the ball up by 7. They clear out the right side, Bricker. It's well read by the Eagles. Out top to Neely. Neely makes a head fake on Baker. Back to Zartman for a 22-footer. Book it. Her second three-pointer. Warsaw's got a 10-point lead, 25-15. Back to the other way at the elbow. Left corner, Sheets. Runs in the lane, shoots over Zartman. It's no good. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker runs it up the far side. Now cuts the middle around some interference. Winchester with a head fake and a drive on Baker into the right corner. There's Zartman again for 3. Good! Timeout, Columbia City again! Zartman with back-to-back home runs. It's a 30-second timeout. We keep this one here with 5:31 left to play in the game. And Warsaw now in the lead, 28-15. Warsaw Athletics would like to thank their generous corporate sponsors for the 2023-24 school year and the following premier sponsors who make live video streaming of Tiger Home sporting events free on the Tiger Broadcast Network YouTube channel in cooperation with us at News Now Warsaw, Sim Financial, Boggs Automotive, Lakeside Chevrolet, Faust Landscaping, and Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. What a start from the Lady Tigers. 28-15 Warsaw, 5:31 left to go before halftime. do not get ahead of yourselves, because this is still one of the best teams in the state of Indiana. They were not number one for nothing. Warsaw will press again. It's man-to-man pressure. They lob to the line. Baxter's got it. Baxter racing up the middle of the court, stops in the lane, kicks it back out. Tessa Tonkel for three. Way short. Tipped by Zartman to the free throw line. Tipped by Winchester ahead. And Neely saves it, but here come the Eagles. Tessa Tonkel near side for Nukit in there. That's Lainey Zeliak. Long cross-court pass for Anissa Tonkel. Back across to Baxter, down to the near corner. Zeliak for three, rimming no good. Tipped and loose. It's still loose. Baxter saves it. It's loose in the lane. Still everybody scrambling for it. Baxter makes a great play, and it's a layup for Anissa Tonkel for Columbia City. Baxter, from the seat of her pants, found a teammate under the basket, 28-17. Now a cross-court pass to Chastain. Braley, one dribble, trying to throw in the post, and Baxter stepped over the top and stole it. Baxter racing up, runs right down the lane on Chastain and scores. Addie's got nine, and it's 28-19. 4.5 minutes left to play first half. Bricker got fouled. Bricker got fouled at the other end. That's Zeliak off the bench. That's her first. She's a junior, averages about 3 points a game. And frankly, if she shoots the ball, it's not the worst thing in the world, because she's coming into the game, she was 5-for-23 from the field. Winchester accepts the inbounds pass. Now to Bricker in the center circle. Now they clear out the right again. Baxter staying home, though. Bricker out the top for Neely. Neely puts on the floor once, finds Winchester at the elbow. Backs her way into the lane, lost it, got it back, out to Bricker for three. No good this time. Baxter the rebound for Columbia City. They're trying to put together a run here. They've scored six in a row. Baxter cuts in, down to the baseline, then back out top. A drive in by Zeliak, and the ball is knocked off her foot by Bricker, and it goes out of bounds to Warsaw. Jocelyn reached in at just the right time, knocked that ball off her foot, and out it went. Sheets back in for Columbia City. Zeliak comes out. Knapp in for Chastain at 3:54 of quarter two. Warsaw 28, Columbia City 19. Clay Tigers with the ball headed to the far end, the east end of the Tiger Den. Bricker across the line, left side for Zartman. Zartman back to top Winchester. She shoots for three. It's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Columbia City. Tessa Tonkel, far side Baxter. Long pass down court to Baker, and she puts it in. That's a 45-foot pass right on the money, and Lenny Krebs wants timeout. Timeout, Lady Tigers. It is a full timeout. 3:32 left to play in our first half. Warsaw 28, Columbia City 21. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Girls play again on Saturday. They'll be at Walwasee because the boys play at 6 at Grace on Saturday. We will not be able to make it up there. But we'll keep you updated on the scores throughout the boys' game. Neely back out to Zartman. Columbia City with new life. Some new zeal on the defensive end. After the putting together a run here, they scored the last six. Bricker up the left baseline, popping out his Winchester left wing, inside the net, but she was too far into the basket to shoot. Now Bricker brings it out to the wing. Now she's double-teamed, left side to Knapp. Knapp down the corner, dumps it into Winchester, back to Bricker. Bricker at the free throw line, makes a head fake. Drives in, spins on Baxter, got tied up, kicked it out, right side Neely. Neely up the baseline, under the basket, out to the other side to Knapp. Knapp drives in and throws it out to Zartman. Good possession here by the Lady Tigers. There goes Zartman flying by Baker for two. She looked her off by looking right like she was going to throw the ball that way and then drove with the left hand in from the left angle to make it 30-21. 2:30 left to play first half. Far side open. Three on the way by Anissa Tonkel. No good, but Baker's wide open for the rebound and scores. Molly Baker now with 4 points all this quarter, 30-23. Long pass, Bricker, and it's tipped out of bounds. And it's going to remain Warsaw basketball. That one almost hit our good friend Trent Long as it was going out of bounds. Fortunately, Columbia City hit it first. Neely to throw it in. Almost handed it off to Winchester. Winchester now to Neely near the center circle. drives to the right elbow, into the corner. Knepp's going to shoot a three-pointer. It came up short, and the rebound's grabbed by Columbia City, and there's a foul called against Neely in the backcourt. Alexis with her second. Team's first to the second quarter. Warsaw can afford to be aggressive. They have three fouls to give. But they have to be careful because Zartman's got two and Neely's got two, and you don't want either of them to get a third. They both stay in the game. Across the line behind the back, Sheets. Dribbles right off a screen from Anissa Tonkel. Not trying to get around, Knepp, and did, and drives in, and it's blocked! Bricker with the block, headed the other way. Bricker down the lane, pulls up, shoots it, missed it. Rebound loose, grabbed by Anissa Tonkel. Bricker on a hard drive, missed the shot. Baxter makes a great move around Knepp and puts it in. Addie Baxter's got 11. It's a five-point game, 30-25. Shots not falling right now for the Lady Tigers. Winchester fakes the pass, takes it down to the block. Shot it, missed it. Contact, no whistle. Here comes Baxter, lobbing down court to Baker. Wants to handle the ball, picks it back up to Baxter, who runs in uncontested and scores, and there's a foul. Baxter scored. Now, what did they call here? They called the foul against Warsaw. Knepp with the foul, her first. Score the field goal. Baxter now with 13 points and a chance to make this a two-point game. I told you, don't get ahead of yourselves. And I did that 3.5 minutes ago. With 1:13 left in the half, Columbia City's cut it to three, and it could be two. It's up there. It's good. Three for three for Baxter. 14 points. One-handed pass down court. Bad pass. And it's tipped out of bounds by Warsaw. Just a very, very, very bad pass. One-handed 50 feet. Winchester got one hand on it, but it went out of bounds. And now the Eagles could tie the game or take the lead here in the final minute of the half. Sheets drives right off a high screen. Takes it off in front of the Warsaw coaches. Tessa Tonkel off a screen. Top side three-pointer. Winchester had the rebound knocked out of her hands. Baxter puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Warsaw ball. And Brooke Winchester is going to talk to Trent Long. And Trent Long is about the last of these three guys you want to try to have a conversation with, because he is not going to listen to players and coaches. Of the three guys out here, he's the least patient. 43 seconds left to play, first half. Warsaw with the ball and a two-point lead. Winchester puts on the floor on the left. Baxter in the lane, had the ball picked away, taken away by Baxter. One hands it up ahead to Sheets, across the lane to Baker, and she scores to tie the game. Baker with six, and it's 30-30, our first tie of the contest. By the way, Columbia City's got the possession here. Warsaw with 15 seconds now to shoot. Tessa Tonkel gives Zartman some space. Dribbles left, 8 seconds, seven, and Zartman had it poked away. It's Baxter again, 3 seconds. Up ahead, Tessa Tonkel, three at the buzzer, it's good. What a turnaround in this game. Columbia City was down 13, and it felt like they were ready to get run out of here. And they have come back, and the three at the buzzer by Tonkel gives Columbia City the lead at halftime, 33-30. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. Chuck-a-Duck is going on right now. Fans purchase ducks, these little rubber ducks, and they put two buckets out in the middle of the court. And you're supposed to chuck them in there. I don't know if anybody made it this time or not. Columbia City chucked some balls in the basket there in the last 4 minutes of the half. And they go from down 13 to up three at halftime, 33-30. At Warsaw. First half scoring for the Eagles. Anissa Tonkel, 4. Molly Baker, 6. Most of them in that late stretch in the last 4 minutes. You had Tessa Tonkel with 3 three-pointers, including that last one that gave Columbia City their first lead since the beginning of the game. And the leader was Addison Baxter. Again, came in with 50 steals, had 3 in the first half, and she is their leader, scoring 7 points in the first, 7 in the second, and a halftime total of 14. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely, 4. Jocelyn Bricker, 5. And then Brooke Winchester, 10 points. And Brooke Zartman with 11 points for the Lady Tigers. It was 19-12 Warsaw at the end of one, and the Lady Tigers at one point had a 13-point lead in that second quarter. It was, I can actually tell you, it was 28-15 with 5:31 left to go in the second. And Columbia City dominated the game, and they did it at the defensive end. Warsaw started missing some shots that they had made up to that point, and Columbia City, because they made a couple of baskets, put together a run, built some momentum, and really changed the game around, and outscored Warsaw in the second quarter 21-11. We had one tie. That was at 30, and then Tunkel's three-pointer gave us our second lead change of the first half. Warsaw won the JV game 57-37. They're now 8-3 on the year. Cassie Jackson had 15 points and 10 rebounds. Kaylee Goheen had 14 rebounds. Lucy Andrew had 14 points. And Jocelyn Lukey added 13 for the JV, who shot 56% from the field. The freshman team down in the Career Center gym also was a winner earlier, 23-21 over Columbia City. So the Lady Tigers are going for the sweep. 33-30, though, the Eagles had the lead. We'll give the stats next on News Now Warsaw.